You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. There is a life and death struggle for the soul of British Islam, and this is not a battle that the rest of us can afford to sit out. We need to take sides. So says the former head of the Equality and Human Rights Commission, Trevor Phillips. It follows a survey of attitudes among British Muslims carried out by Channel 4 that suggests that many feel very differently about subjects like terrorism, gender equality, homosexuality and freedom of expression, feel very differently than most of the British public. Trevor Phillips joins us here in the studio now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sarah.
And you suggested, actually, that this service would suggest that Muslims are a nation within a nation.
Yes, I think the essential point about this is that this is for the first time, really, we hear British Muslims speaking for themselves rather than leaders speaking for them. It's a survey of the whole nation. There's a comparable survey on these issues. And what we find is that for non-Muslims, what we found is that British Muslims, they love Britain. They are patriotic. They especially prize the freedom to practice their religion as they would like. They trust the authorities in a way that actually came slightly as a surprise to me. But on specific issues, families, sexuality, gender, attitudes towards Jews, and on questions of violence and terrorism, the centre of gravity of British Muslim opinion is some distance away from the centre of gravity of everybody else's opinion. And that's what I think is important about what this survey tells us.
And you suggest dangerous.
Well, I think in a situation, first of all, where, let's say, for example, one in six Muslims say they would like to live more separately, a quarter would like to live under Sharia law, it means that we have, as a society, a group of people who basically do not want to participate in the way that other people do. What we've also found is that there is a correspondence between this desire to live separately and sympathy for terrorism. People who want to live separately are about twice as likely to say that they have sympathy for terrorist acts. And I think anybody, including most people in the Muslim community, would find that extremely worrying.
Okay, which is why you say everyone needs to take sides now.
Correct.
How?
Well, I think what we found in talking to Muslims is that there is a current of what people would call liberal Muslim opinion. It says that actually Muslims need to find a form of Islam that is completely compatible with British life and so on. Those people think of themselves as a very small minority now within the minority. And our survey says that maybe fewer than one in five Muslims belong to that group. And they feel that they are dwindling. What they want is for everybody else not to stand on the sidelines and look at it as a kind of struggle within a separate community, which is what I think it feels like at the moment, but to say, as a community, we think that values, equality of women, respect towards people irrespective of their sexuality, is something that should run through the whole of British society, not be confined to people who are not Muslims.
But there is a nervousness about that, not least for exactly the reason that people, you say Muslims, enjoy the fact that they have freedom to practice their religion, which is what anybody of religion, which is what Christians would say, is they have that freedom, and possibly it's not, for example, for a Christian case, a Muslim person to decide how they should rule it. So that's the sensitivity. How do you get round that from both sides?
Well, I think that people may have sensitivities about these things, but let's be absolutely clear. There are some things which, irrespective of what your cultural sensitivity might be, should stand true in every part of Britain, in every community, for every individual. Equality of women, respect for people irrespective of race or sexuality. These are values and behaviours that are true for everybody. And by the way, I should say, you know, the community that I come from, Afro-Caribbean community, has what most people would regard as pretty backward, antediluvian attitudes towards homosexuality. As a society, we've been absolutely clear about that. If you have those attitudes and keep them in your head, but you can't do anything about them, people have lost their jobs. And I myself have prosecuted people of my own background for that reason. We are more nervous, I think, about Muslims because we feel people will be offended. It's a large group. But my view is, looking at the results of this survey, which I have to say surprised me, that we have gone beyond the situation where we can say, OK, don't worry, they'll come around in time, because that is not going to happen. We have to make things change now.
Trevor Phillips, thank you very much. And Trevor Phillips, documentary on Channel 4 on Wednesday night, What British Muslims Really Think, 10 o'clock. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.